Big day Saturday at Rose Hill. We've got the Expressway, the Widden, the Canterbury, some nice horses resuming and racing. We're going to try and find a winner or three on the quaddie as well. That's the important thing. Paul Joyce, hello.
Hello, Sean. It's Expressway Stakes Day at Rose Hill, and that is the first leg of the quaddie. And what a tricky little affair it is. I've gone 2, 6, 5, and 3. Number 2, Trapeze Artist on top. I think he gets the right run here on speed. Blinkers go on. Didn't trial that well. It was a very strong heat he came through, but he wasn't wearing the blinkers. And I think with the blinkers going back on for race day, he'll be in the right spot to win the race. In saying that, I thought number 6, Elise, obviously the danger. She's had that one run under her belt. She bolted in the Christmas Classic, a listed race at Randwick. She had a run to suit, and she's short enough in the red, but I suppose it's only a small field, and with that fitness, she probably has an edge. We look then at number 5, which is Lanciato. Now, I could see myself having something very small a place on this horse. It's around about $11 the place, which means it has to run first or second. But his first up run last prep was super. He ran fourth in the Missile Stakes behind Piorata, Kementari and the Monstar, and he ran the best sectionals of the race. So he can sprint fresh. And number 3, Le Romain, well, you just can't leave him out of a quaddie because he's got great first up stats. Hasn't won at Rose Hill from 5 starts, but placed on 3 occasions, and James McDonald has the ride. So 2, 6, 5, 3, just a really tricky one, that one, to get us off and running. The second leg, benchmark 88, 1,500. We'll go 3, 9, and 13, 3 on top Seaway. He's been gelded during his spell, had a very soft trial coming into this. His overall record looks good. 9 starts, been in the Quinella on 7 occasions. And James McDonald rides off a good gate. So we're putting him on top. Number 9 goes in for second here, and that is Girl Tuesday. She's 4 from 4. Keen to see her back at the races. If she's vulnerable, it'll be first up, especially at 1,500. But her trials were lovely. She's a lovely moving mare, and she's going to win better races than this. It's just whether first up is the time to really want to be on her. And the 13, Love Shack Baby, coming through easier midweek races, but been winning them. And he's the only speed in this race. There is no other leader that I can find on paper. So if he gets a soft lead with 53.5 and he's race fit, he just might be able to pinch this at a bit of a price. So we'll go 3, 9, and 13. I think that's all we need in the second leg, Sean. Third leg, we'll go a bit wider at benchmark 78 over 2,000. We've got 7, 15, 18, 1, and 17. You can tell it's a big field. Nahuel on top, Richard Friedman. Got this 5-year-old flying. He's won 4 of his past 6. He's won his last 2 starts. I think he's the horse to beat. In saying that, there's a couple down the bottom we've got to keep an eye on. The 15, Cyber Intervention, had no luck at Warwick Farm at the mile last start. That was his 3rd mile run in a row. It's finally getting up to where I've been waiting for him, 2,000 metres. So he goes in. The 18, Nobu, last start winner at Canterbury. He's always given the impression he'll stay, this horse, and he's down on 52 kilos. He goes in. Mysterious, a blink has come off. James McDonald rides, lovely gate. He'll win one of these sooner enough. And the 17, Botty, didn't have much room in that Warwick Farm race either that our earlier runner came through, Cyber Intervention. So we'll throw Botty in as well. He was heavily back to win that day. 7, 15, 18, 1 and 17. So we've got a heap of them there in the third leg. And that brings us to the final leg with numbers 3, 6, 10 and 7. It's a benchmark 88 over 1,200. The 3 is Perrette. Outstanding return behind Bonhomie and Jungle Eyes. What a great form line that is, with Jungle Eyes winning so impressively last Saturday. An extra 100 metres right up Perrette's alley. Number 6, Maximus. He's got good first-up figures, trained by the Snowdens. Tommy Berry rides, perfect gait, loves good tracks. So Maximus right in the picture. The 10 Performer, he's back. He's had 7 career starts. All of them have been at black type. So he's well-graded here in a benchmark 88 first-up with J-Mac aboard. And that leaves us with number 7, Jordan. Now, she gets back and she needs luck. She hasn't won for a while. But when you go through her form, 10 of her 14 starts have been in black type races. So I want to have her in there because there does look good speed in the last. 3, 6, 10 and 7 to round it out. Now, at this stage, Sean, we've gone over budget. We're $24 for 10%. But it's that sort of quaddie of particularly that Expressway Stakes proving a very tricky affair to get the ball rolling. So I'll update 10 a.m. to 10:30 on Saturday morning, just in case there are some important scratchings or track condition changes. But at this stage, that's the way I'll be playing the quaddie.